Topic 4.13 is to explain the terms biodiversity and endemism and describe how biodiversity can be measured within a habitat using species richness and within a species using genetic diversity, e.g. variety of alleles in the gene pool. First, you need to be able to describe a species. A species could be defined as a group of closely related organisms that are all potentially capable of interbreeding to produce fertile offspring. We name them using the Linnaean system, so we have a genus and a species. It's a binomial, usually Latin or Greek. There are a number of different species concepts. This definition would fit in what's known as the reproductive species concept. And you can read about other types of species concept, morphological species concepts. That was how Linnaeus divvied everything up. Commonly we look at evolutionary species concepts. You're looking at species in the context of biodiversity. This is the number and variety of species, ecological systems, and the genetic variability they contain. So when we're looking at biodiversity, we are looking at species richness and often species evenness. About 10 to 20 million species, perhaps globally, but only 1.4 million of them have been officially named and described by taxonomists. Taxonomy being the science of naming and describing things. Biodiversity is highest closest to the equator. The tropical rainforests are known high biodiversity spots, as the conditions, the warmth and the high moisture levels favour evolutionary diversification. Some organisms, some species are endemic. That is the condition of being restricted to an isolated geographical area. So endemic species are of particular interest because they are unique to an area. An example of those are marsupials that are endemic to Australia. Australia was isolated from South America about 5.5 million years ago. The marsupials we've got are descended from founder species, those that were already on the continent, and this was an evolutionary bottleneck leading to increased diversity. So you started off with a small number of not perhaps especially diverse organisms that have mutated and diversified into much more impressive and elaborate organisms. So you're only really looking at species richness. The species richness usually relates to the number of species, although it's worth remembering that diversity in the real world would include some measure of evenness too. So, you know, have you got fairly equal numbers of these species, or is one dominating and a few just hanging on with a couple of members? We can measure species diversity using diversity indices. We have to assume that all the species are equal, that the relative abundance of these species in an assemblage is the only factor. We always have to assume as well that all the individuals in the species are equal. There's no distinction we're making between the largest and smallest individuals. And that we record this species abundance with appropriate and comparable units. You could use the Simpson's Diversity Index, where DS equals the sum of small n, total number of organisms in a particular species, over large n, total number of organisms in all species, squared. There are other diversity indices, Margalefs and Menhinnicks, but they're not always that useful. Genetic diversity is an important part of the total biodiversity of the area, and it's the number of genetic characteristics within a species. This refers to the variation level of individual genes, such as polymorphisms, so different alleles available. If we have increased variation, that means there's an increased chance that some organisms will have an advantageous allele, and that is an adaptation. Decreased genetic diversity can result in a reduced fitness in the population. It's often a result of breeding of related individuals, referred to as an inbreeding depression. Can be as an outcome of a genetic or population bottleneck. A prime example of that would be pedigree animals and indeed the Habsburg royal family. Just Google Charles II of Spain and you'll see what I mean about that one.